Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Happy Thursday, nosy neighbors and you plus ones. It is another week of our crazy and incredulous BS that happens around the world. You like that word, right?
What is it? No, I don't like it. I just don't know what it means.
Incredulous?
Incredulous.
It's kind of like a mashup of confusing and like dumbfounded. It's like along those lines.
Incredulous. It is something that you are unwilling or unable to believe. That means like, oh my, like I can't believe this. You know,
like in a sentence, I can't believe this possibly could have been better.
like I'm incredulous towards the news of
I'll never use that word.
Yeah. It's an adjective. It's an adjective. But you know, just put it in your library.
By
anyway,
the time
ladies and gentlemen,
I think of that word, the subject is already passed.
It's done. Yeah, it's cooked. It's cooked already.
It's all good.
So anyway, guys, for the next 45 minutes or so, you guys get a chance to sit down, chop it with us about everything that's been going on this week. So make sure you silence your phone and shut that baby up. Also, before we jump into this, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you can make sure that you don't just come in our house and eat our food. Make sure you wipe your feet at our front door and subscribe to our Patreon.
Sanitize your hands too.
Guys Next Door Pod, please wash them hands.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm doing a roll call from now on. Niggas won't be coming and trying to get free shit for too much longer.
I'm just saying.
I'm about to do a roll call, and niggas, if your name don't get called,
you out.
I'm taking back what's mine, my episodes. I'm taking back of the freest episodes I give y'all.
Completely unrelated.
Hey, listen. It's necessary.
Completely unrelated, but did y'all see how Apple has created a new way for your watch to bully you into washing your hands. Like, if you go in your settings, there's a hand washing setting that it recognizes the motion of you doing this, and it times your hand wash. And if you don't complete the timing, it will literally say, like, according to the CDC, you're supposed to wash your hands for such and such long in order to prevent the spread. Like, it bullies you into washing your hands.
Son, I just copped the iWatch because you know I'm training right now, so I'm doing a lot of running. I want to see how many calories and stuff I'm using. My G, I go in the bathroom to wash my hands, and the little bubbles pop up, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, this is kind of fire. Okay, I stop, and it stops at like maybe like 5 seconds left, and it asks me like, oh, were you washing your hands? Because if you were, you understand that you didn't wash your hands for 20 seconds. You know that you're helping spread germs around. I'm like, yo, my...
It's mad aggressive.
Yo, Siri, chill out.
It's mad aggressive.
That's scary, because imagine everything else it can count you doing.
Oh, it'd be tracking your sleep.
Hey.
Yeah, your heart rate. I've been using it to track my anxiety too. Like when I start feeling the heart palpitations or whatnot, I'll go in and I'll check and my heart rate is way too high for me to be sitting on the couch doing nothing. So like it's like a next step for your FBI agent. You know how everybody has their own personal FBI agent that watches your devices? It's like having one on your wrist.
Yeah.
Ryan is not amused.
Like an ankle monitor.
Basically,
it's kind of like an ankle monitor, only it just doesn't lock you into the house. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join in the conversation, you guys know that you can jump into our socials, hit us on any social media platform with Guys Next Door Pod. You can at either one of us and join in the conversation. Use the hashtag Guys Next Door. And yeah, I feel like that's all the good stuff. Oh, so also, whatever you're listening on this, make sure you like, rate, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Give us 5 stars,
please.
If this is an Apple podcast, listen, because we're childish and we need the validation. So please validate us. Now, Queen Shay, what are we talking about today?
All right, so it's kind of hard to tease these because they're just so outlandish. No, some of them are so outlandish.
Ain't it though?
But you know, I'm here for it. So, some conglomerate.
Just say it.
Turned 30. No. I have to. I gotta do the.
Like I said, just say it.
They turned 30.
She's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
I mean, I'm just gonna say we're definitely talking about Lil Nas X today. We have to. There's no way we can't. Somebody created a vaccine verification app on top of
Yep.
Oh, somebody decided to bite off our favorite black created brand, and they got cooked for it. So those are our topics for today. So let's start out with.
Oh man.
The 5 Heartbeats turned 30. 30.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Ain't
oh my gosh.
Trying to listen to you.
Yo. Hold on. You're mixing the movies. Ain't nobody trying to come to see you, Otis.
Definitely a different movie, but I definitely.
Shout out to Leon. Shout out to Leon. Leon has had some crazy roles, but we're talking about today. We're talking about the 5 Heartbeats. 5 Heartbeats. I don't know about y'all, but 5 Heartbeats for me, it's always been one of my like when it comes to like black movies to watch. It's like one of the joints that I tell everybody, like, yo, if you want to be a filmmaker, if you want to do a really dope movie, this is a movie that you got to watch to kind of feel not even just cinematography, but to understand the energy that we bring as black people to cinema. Like that is one of the, like watching what Robert does, watching what Keenan Ivory Wayne does, you know, back in those days, they brought a certain energy to all of their movies. That was like, it was, like you can feel it through the film. Like you can watch it at home and feel what it felt like when Robert's character, I think his name was Ducky in the joint, he's running around and he's pulling different pieces of paper from the room and trying to put together the song as his sister was singing. Like you could feel it. There was always something about the movies that they did back then that it made everything feel a lot more tangible. Does anybody here have any like favorite songs from the joint? Any favorite scenes or something?
So I really be mixing my movies up. So I don't want to say nothing too dumb and be like,
same.
It's not the right movie.
Same.
But I love the 5 Heartbeats. It was dope. I wouldn't remember that it was 30 years. I'm fucking 31, so no. But at the same time, it's definitely a classic movie and Leon kills everything. So
Leon kills everything, bro.
Like I can have a Leon moment, yes, because then I can go talk about Above the Rim and all types of shit. Mm-hmm. But as far as 5 Heartbeats goes, like definitely a classic in my mind. But for me, I guarantee if you bring up a song, I'm gonna be like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. But it's like,
hold on.
That's just the way I am at this moment. But please change my mind and be like, yo. What about
hey, Che, you said we could pull up like videos and stuff in here too.
Send
right?
me the link.
Oh, right here.
But
bam.
I don't know. Bam. The last time we tried this, I couldn't play sound was the issue. So like I could show the video, but I can't play the sound. I think that was the problem.
Yes. So just sing it your damn self.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know you want to.
Sorry. A heart is
a house for love.
Of love.
Okay, we back.
Yes, sir. That's my song. Yes, sir. Okay. Nah, son, the scene though, like you gotta at least show a little bit of the scene, Che.
Yeah.
I don't care if it has sound or not.
Okay.
The scene where now. Shorty is where short like he's singing and Shorty's in her seat like
she going crazy. She is going crazy.
Nigga, she is grinding in that chair like hey.
You know what hey. I will say? Like looking at the cast of this, they did an amazing job. Like
son,
niggas really look like they were in a group. Like,
son, but
really.
Think about it like this, bro. Think about it like this. All of them niggas are like completely at their prime. These niggas are like they really didn't like they didn't. It wasn't like they had mad stuff on their name, mad things that they've done. They really just came like this. Nigga Robert Townsend pulled them together. He co-wrote this with Keenan Ivory Wayans. This shit was like, son, this shit is. All of these guys went on to have ridiculous careers. For the most part.
Yeah, right. For the most part. Absolutely. But I'm looking at somebody's face. I don't know where they, you know. I need the where are they now?
Son, when he broke it. What?
I need the where are they now and what are they doing?
I feel like the Patreon is going to be able to hear this sound.
Big Mama got up. Probably.
This was my shit. He was wild. This is pure drugs.
Son, my man was going nuts.
This is coke, crack, pushing him through this performance. Look.
Stand up. Is there a heart in the house tonight?
Shorties was so
stand
wet.
Up.
They was wet son, just in the what? Movie. It wasn't
she
even
was
real.
She was soaked.
What?
She was soaked.
Nigga.
It's over.
Nigga,
the
chair underneath her was soaked.
Soaked.
What
for
are
the
you talking
for the,
about?
For the next three performances they had that night and the sold out week, the chairs was wet.
Son.
It was damp seats all throughout
the
congregation. It was very
that's going to be the next name of the album.
Damp seats.
Damp fire. That is so fire. Damp
oh
seats.
My
yeah,
God.
I need credit on that.
Uh-huh. I got you.
Damp,
right.
Yo,
I
damp
you.
Seats the that's like the B-side uncut damp
son.
Seats.
That is damn funny.
For the tender-hearted.
Son. Nah, there's too many. It's literally too many iconic moments in this movie. The way that the songs, mind you, this isn't even a real group that's
the scariest
watching,
part.
Right?
The scariest part is it's not a real group.
Son,
I have a question. It might sound dumb.
Listen.
These songs that were wrote for the movie, they never like, I feel like they've been out. Like,
nah, I don't, if it wasn't on their own, let me see if they actually have like a soundtrack. Five.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
beats,
these niggas actually, soundtrack. But who really sang the songs?
That's a big question. I wish but, I would have.
Like
I
these
wish
are
I would've
big
jumped
time
in
songs.
Conversation
if we would have gave houses like if we would have gave that song to, I don't know, this is a while ago, but let's just say you give it to an R&B group that was popping, that song would be a hit,
a hit.
So I don't
a hit.
I feel like somebody needs to go back and redo that soundtrack. I know.
I'm looking now. You know they did do a soundtrack. It says Billy Valentine and the Dells did A Heart is a House of Love.
That's
Nights
strongest.
Like This did at was by After Seven.
So you're trying to tell me these songs were never like released?
I mean, they did the soundtrack, but I don't know if who was singing. Who was singing was
that's crazy was to have them. Like a classic movie with classic music and it's not or even a real group is retarded. It's it's wild. It's like having the Jackson 5 movie and the Jackson 5 wasn't a real group, but we just made it up.
Yeah, it was the Dells. It says blah 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 to promote the film. Townsend, along with the actors who portrayed the fictional musical quartet, performed in a concert with real-life soul R&B group, The Dells, one of the many groups that inspired the film. The Dells sang and recorded the vocals as the actors lip-synced. Crazy.
That's retarded.
Shout out to the Dells, man.
That's really fun. Shout out to the Dells. I'm going to go listen to that soundtrack today. That's what I'm going to do. Today's nice. It's a good, it's nice and beautiful outside.
It is a nice gorgeous day in LA right now.
Out here, this shit is amazing. We back.
We back, baby. We back. Hey, listen, I'm about to say, I saw you on Sunday, so I understand how crazy we back, my nigga.
Who you saw?
Hey. Actually, I'm about to say, listen, I know niggas was in the spot, and I'm not trying to make it hot. That's all I'm going to say.
Shh, don't make it hot.
All right.
But it is 90 degrees this week out here.
Ooh.
It's
gonna be a calm 70 out here.
I am outside.
It's a calm 70.
It might. I'd say it might be chest day 3 days in a row today. It gotta be that type of summer. It's gonna be that type of summer. I'm about to be 32, bro. We're about to be 32. Yo, years old. I'm about to be in man. Shape.
Listen, I just copped my. You know, usually I'm t-shirt daddy, but I just started copping my first couple of button ups. You know, like the little flowy joints like that you be wearing in Mexico. I got a couple that I could like.
It's the vacation button up. That's what it is. It's the vacation button up.
They was kind of big. I bought them last year, but now.
Now they nice.
Wait till like June.
Hey, listen. I got this nice Subi joint. We gonna talk offline.
I got some of those too.
We gonna talk offline.
Oh my goodness.
Che, what's the second thing we talk about?
All right, today? So the second thing.
Devil himself.
So Lil Nas X has the world in a tizzy for multiple reasons. One, he's getting sued by Nike. Man. Well, he's not named as a defendant in the lawsuit yet.
He's not getting sued.
Yeah.
Mischief is getting sued.
No. Yes, but because of his collaboration 100%. With Mischief over this Satan shoe, Nike is in an uproar. I can't front.
Oh, yeah.
I think the sneakers kind of fly.
You know why? But do you understand why Nike's... I'm about to say, listen. For all intensive purposes, I pray that Nike drops this colorway without the devil shit.
Won't happen.
And we get... They have to like 10 years from now and do it the same way that Jordan did the Jordan once. He just has to call it the band version of the fucking, what is he, 97s? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it has to happen. It has to happen.
Yep. Or you could chalk this shit up and just have it as a memory. If you had the shoe, it would be worth a lot of money. If not, boom. I don't really want to.
Hey, hold on. Hey, quick question. How much do you think on the resale market them joints is gonna go for right now?
Well, it said they were originally supposed to go for $1,000.
Yeah, they were already high.
They sold for $1,000.
They sold for
now.
So I say if Nike successfully sues, they successfully win, they have to pay them back. Meaning you can't get those sneakers back if somebody got them. They $20K.
I can see that easily.
Maybe more.
Cause I'm about to say it's a dead stock sneaker. So
and it's,
yeah,
and
I
it's 666 pairs made.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 666 pairs made. I can see upwards of $20K. It's not even the fact that it has to do with the devil and all that shit. It's the fact that Nike is removing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's not even like it's released by Nike. It's a custom shoe. You could do whatever. Technically, you could do whatever you want to a sneaker that you bought for retail price. Because it's not, you're not bootlegging a shoe. You're not You're not taking anything from them. You're not remaking that. So you could kind of do whatever you want, but at the same time, there's still other laws and stuff. So it's not the fact that it has to do with the devil, which I really hate, and the blood part really is just disgusting and whatever. It's the fact that Nike is putting more of a stamp on it to make that price go up.
You know, what's funny, though?
Yo, remember the... I was going to say, do y'all remember... Well, I don't think you would remember it, Shay, but the Ari Menthols. Remember?
The cigarette.
See, there was So there was this sneaker
that was fire.
They were fire.
But I'm never going to promote cigarettes on my feet. Not saying I wouldn't get them. I won't lie.
Listen, they were a fire kick. Hold on, Shay, I just sent you the link.
Okay.
Fire sneaker. And shout out to Ari. Like I used to run around with D and Ricky back in the day. So I got a chance to kind of like see that wave when it was happening. Son, the shit that got stirred up from that was so crazy. It reminds me of anytime a sneaker kind of like gets shut down, like. And I always think about that first. Like when Rick Owens did the dunks, I thought about the Aries. When fucking like whenever it's something when it has to like do with sneakers, I think about how Nike really shut them down and was on some like, nah, son, we not rocking. This is not here. You must be crazy.
Facts. And Nike, so it's a weird time now for Nike too, you know. With all the bots and all the money shit that they've been doing. It's like, they got to crack down on everybody. They starting to sue everybody. But it's like, I'll be, just get your bread while you can.
Okay, but so, okay.
But
so,
not just the sneakers. You
know, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, what was you about to say?
I was going to say, what bothers...
No, I was going to say, but not just the sneakers. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
What bothers me about it is the fact that Nike didn't have a problem when the same company released their Jesus joint. Did y'all ever know about Jesus that? Have you ever seen
things. It? Yeah, Jesus and the devil is two different things.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you
do not,
you can't pick and choose.
I'm about to say,
can't pick
in this house of God. Yes, you can.
No, here it goes.
You can definitely pick and choose between God and the devil. Yes, you can. Yes, absolutely. Yes. I'm all here for that. In Jesus' name.
But my point is, if you're going to go after this company, this man, because it's the same company, they did this to October 2019. So if you're going to stand on this whole, misappropriating.
They didn't say we took the tears or.
Listen.
They didn't violate and put something in it. You put blood in a sneaker. Like, are you missing that whole point of somebody
mind you. I don't believe it's actual blood.
I do.
In it. What I will say is because he says it's supposed to be 66 cc's of red dye,
and then
66 red cc's of red dye and a drop of human blood.
Yeah, for a drop of human blood, Mac, you need a vial of blood taken from yourself, and you could have a whole bunch of drops. It don't take much for Lil Nas X to say, yo, take two vials of blood for me, like you're getting blood drawn, and it's one drop. And you could knock all those out in probably like one or two vials. It ain't hard.
True indeed. I'm about to say it's not hard.
It's not hard.
I don't believe the validity of it. Like the Jesus sneaker that she's talking about, this joint came out around 2019.
Yeah.
It sold out within a minute on October 8th. And it says it has 60 cc's of holy water drawn from the River Jordan in the shoe.
Cool. That's dope. That's fire. That is not
has a cross on it, the whole nine. I on it. I mean, I'm just saying that this is what they do. Like they fuck with shit like this.
The shit says 666 with a Bible verse. With the blood on the back, with the star, like No, those are two different things. Like, crazy. Y'all, if there's no justification
my
of
point.
I'm not justifying it.
My point being, if you're going to stand on some shit, stand on it all of the time. Not when it's just an inconvenience. No.
Definitely not.
No.
We're talking because about the devil.
In the
We're
same way. Okay, but not everybody believes in Jesus, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But everybody knows the devil.
That's not the case. Some people don't believe in the devil.
Yeah.
Everyone, when you don't have to believe in something to know that putting blood in a sneaker and you're saying 666 and you're putting a Bible verse and you're saying, and you just dropped a video of you fucking the devil, that is a total different structure of putting some angel wings on a sneaker saying this is for Jesus.
No, I that's what I'm saying. I agree. But to Che's point, you know, some people are
some shit is just not.
Another thing that Little Nas is it, he or at least his fans start to speak on, if you look at the stuff from the music video, you know, bigger than the sneaker, right? From the music video, what he's speaking about on the song, he's really kind of thumbing his nose at. The way that we look at, he's thumbing his nose at Christianity and at the ideals of it. You know, I think a lot of it comes from the mindset, from what I've read, a lot of it comes from the mindset that they condemn gay people automatically. Like, as soon as they find out that, as soon as it's said that you're gay, especially within the black community, if it says that you're gay, it's like you're automatically going to hell.
But you're also going to hell for the little lie you just told 5 minutes ago. So it's like if we're going to stand about Christianity,
all sin is
weighed the same. So you're not even supposed to pass judgment. So you passing judgment on a gay person is also a sin. So nigga, you coming right there with me? We both going to hell at that point.
Yeah,
but I think it's the way you say it and
the way you do it.
I think he's thumbing his nose at the ideals that a lot of the ideals that the Christian church still has, and because it's causing such an uproar, what a lot of people aren't noticing is that all it's doing is bringing more attention to this man and his song. I promise you, if his song isn't number one next week, it will be soon. Like, because people are talking about it so much, because people are going to go to the YouTubes and try to listen to the song or try to see what the video actually is or try to be like, oh my God. And it's been about six, almost 7 days of straight flames for this man. Yep. And he's loving
yes.
it. My man is sitting in it like the gif of the dog.
Yep. This
like
is fine.
This is fine. Like, absolutely. He's great right now.
I mean, he's doing what exactly all he can do. If he gets upset and backlashes, it's only gonna be worse for him. Like, he knew what he was doing from jump.
Absolutely.
And he's been trolling and doing all this shit. I get the trolling effect, and I get the similarities of, you know, you gotta believe in this, and if you can't do this and not do this, but when it comes to a product, and it comes to selling it to the world, that is when you can definitely separate those two things. Nobody sitting here like saying like, yo, I know everybody doesn't believe in like Jesus or God. I get it. But nobody's sitting here bashing it like, oh, you doing this Jesus shit? You're going straight to, it's like, nah. But when everybody hears that devil word, it automatically takes you to a place. Nobody needs to get mad because you like Jesus and. You, it's Allah, and it's the hope. That's your situation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But nobody is saying like, "Oh, I fuck with the devil." Everybody's gonna be like, "Nah." Every religion is gonna say, "Nah, we are good."
The craziest thing is he, if you know, I definitely watched the videos and had to wash my eyes out with alcohol. If you watch the video. It's not that he fucks with the devil. He kills the devil. He kills the devil and takes the throne. Mm-hmm. I guess takes the throne for himself or whatever, because he's expecting people to feel a way about him for being gay.
I don't think this had nothing to do with him being gay.
I'm saying that's the way that he's placed it.
Of course.
Like whether that was his mindset when he first went into it or not, when he's talking right now in these different public forums or when he's talking to Genius or whoever, he's saying that that's the reason why he created the video the way that he did. It's because he knew he would be crucified for being gay, or people. That's why he named the song after himself. Like it's. I don't know. I think he's geniusly, no pun intended, learned how to, for lack of a better term, he spun it. He's mm-hmm. circumventing this entire mm-hmm. craziness and turned it into something that would, if there was really a problem, the label would have took it down.
Oh yeah,
the label is on some.
It wasn't that serious of a label situation because it. You know why? Because the label's making money off of this shit.
It's getting played. Like you said, it's on CNN. It's on Reuters. It's literally made it into deep white America.
But fuck that. It has to do with streaming. If deep white America saw it and the song wasn't streaming, they would take it down.
Matter of fact, wait.
Doesn't matter what. They care about checks. They care about how many people are going to listen to it. They care about who's going to watch these videos, and they're making money.
Once they make
money off it, they don't give a fuck what goes on after that. It doesn't matter if you hate him or not. Take the sneaker down, sue mm-hmm. him or not. As long as the label doesn't get sued, mm-hmm. which they won't, as long as they're not losing any, as long as Lil Nas X isn't getting hurt or anything like that, like he's not going to jail, he's not getting sued, it doesn't matter.
There was actually a church who did a whole sermon with this video low-key playing in the background, preaching to how this man is now a devil worshiper and all this. Bro, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. You dedicated an entire sermon to talking down on this one gay person.
I mean, but it's not that. Stop.
They said it in the sermon. It wasn't just the imagery.
The video they showed was him fucking the devil. Like, he has other videos.
He's throwing ass on the devil.
This is what I'm saying. It's whatever you want to say, but it's more than just, yo, he's gay. And is it, like, he has other videos and he's said he's gay like 1,000 years ago.
Yes. Which is,
and people are going to go on him as proven and as what they think in their right mind, which is stupid as hell in general. But when you start throwing the devil face and blood,
Ryan, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm telling you that in this sermon they spoke on the fact of him being gay and the imagery is what I'm trying to say.
But they would have never. What I'm trying to say is they would have never brought it up in church if this Satan video didn't happen.
I would say this. They wouldn't have brought it up. They wouldn't have brought it up if he wouldn't have done anything as blatant as this.
They wouldn't have.
The reason why it's being brought up in church is one. Yes, he is gay, and two, you know, he's playing on that gay cuss because I promise you, in the 90s, there was a man named Marilyn Manson. Yes, people felt crazy about him. People went nuts about him, but it wasn't as bad as this. And this man legit was on some And I think part of it was because he was like, yeah, I'm still having sex with women, but like, nigga, I'm, guess what? You know, fuck.
Guess what else?
What?
He's white.
I mean, that too. We can talk about that as well. But Miss Che, what's the next thing on the list?
That's the wrap up about that. He's white and he's black.
Yeah.
Bingo.
And some will put in a world of the devil and Jesus, which is wildly said. But yes.
But yes.
So.
What's next, Che?
Up next, apparently New York became the first state to roll out a vaccine verification app. Mixed feelings about it. Mixed feelings. I was just talking about this.
I mean, we can start the question off. Do y'all want to get vaccinated?
I think I do. I think I do.
Okay. Why?
Just for protecting my own family. Like, so I'm getting, I actually just booked a flight this morning. I want to go home and celebrate like a birthday with a couple of my friends and stuff. People who I haven't seen, like I don't get to see as often since I am the one who moved away. So I basically haven't really traveled in the last year and some change off the strength of I'm afraid to get my family sick. And I actually did have a COVID scare within like my immediate family. Like my one of my brothers ended up getting COVID and he was down pretty bad for a while, but he's fine now. And then my family, being the Dominicans that they are, they gathered for I think it was like for New Year's or something. They gathered for New Year's, not knowing that one of my cousin didn't know that he had COVID yet. He didn't show symptoms till days later. And it was like a huge scare because my grandmother was there. There's a lot of like people with like previous health conditions and stuff. So like my mom was a little freaked out. And like, so like, I just want to be able to move around freely and not feel like I'm not taking the shit serious too. So I feel like in order to show that, then I have to bite the bullet and get the vaccine. If I want to continue to live my life type shit.
I mean, I'll be real with you. We could say we don't want to get it all we want. All you gonna get it. You gonna get it. I'm mm-hmm. gonna get it. It's gonna have to be done based on what laws they're gonna put in effect in our lives. As far as do I want to get it? Yeah, I mean, I'm not tripping. My immune system's lower because I had surgery and shit. So, it suggested that I get it.
I think you qualify right now. Like if it's
Nah, yeah, I could get it any day I want.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going for the one shot.
Yeah.
And not the two. My mom got it already. So my mom got the one shot. My stepmom got the one shot. My little sister got the one shot. I think my little brother just got it. Like, I think my dad, like, I a lot of people I know have gotten it.
Okay.
I've heard maybe one or two, like, I don't feel well afters. But most of those didn't come from the one shot one. They came from the two shots. So for me, it's just like, if we got to get it done, then we got to get it done. Like, I'm not saying like it's not like the flu shot to me because I'd never had to take a flu shot in my life.
Ever.
My mom didn't ever. Like, I never took a flu shot, but it's not mandatory. You know, in school, like they're like, oh, get a flu, but you don't have to. Like, they're starting to tell us that we can't get on planes, mm-hmm. we can't leave the country, we can't go to sporting events, we can't go to live shows without getting a vaccine. Who ain't gonna get a vaccine? Because fuck, it's not even about going to these things. What about the people that gotta work them? Like, touring is a lot of people in the world. Like, all these things, getting on a plane is a lot of people, which means everybody gotta get it just to go to work. So what makes you think you not gonna get it just because, oh, I don't need to go to basketball games no more? No, you don't, but you gotta go to your job and you wanna go see this person, you got to get on a flight. Oh, you want to go through this border? Oh, you got to. Nah. So, I mean, it is what it is. And if it fucks up me in the end of the day, then whatever. But I go on with positive thoughts and fuck it.
My thoughts on it. I'm up in the air still about it, right?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mainly because I have a daughter. And mainly because...
She probably won't be immune to that shit.
Right. Mainly because I have a daughter and mainly because, you know, I want to have other children. You know, I don't because they had to I hate the conversation, right, that it's not FDA approved. FDA approved it, but they approved it in an emergency setting, which means that they haven't done their usual 10 years of like, you know, making sure blah, 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 blah. Thank you, my love. Making sure that everything is kind of set up and locked in the way that it's supposed to be. Cool, cool, cool. So that makes it tricky, right? You don't know what it does to, you know, you don't know what it does to sperm count. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it does to me.
I feel like that shit is just personal. Like, that shit could do this to you and not to me. So everybody,
absolutely.
There's always a nerve-wracking feeling like, dang, I don't know what this is going to do to me. Fuck that. I know 10 people that it did good for, but I could be the one that it don't.
I could be the one, right? That winds up like, remember, I don't know if everybody's seen it, but remember that video of Shorty who said she got the flu shot and she started walking funny and she had to walk backwards to walk, right? It'd be my luck, right? It'd be my luck. I got to take a shot to go on set. And the next thing I know, Mac Wilds got, no. I'm not even going to speak that shit into existence. Knock on motherfucking wood. Fuck that.
Yeah.
But still, it's tricky. But I know that there might come a time where I might have to take it, where like they'll be on some, like, you know, to get on the set, you have to take the shot.
Yeah.
So the majority of my time that I've been, you know, doing my own research and stuff, I've also been just kind of getting my mindset ready to be like, all right, well, if I have to take it, I have to take it. It is what it is. It sucks. But the thing that sucks even worse than this, right? New York is about to do the whole vaccination app. But one, they're selling vaccinations with their codes on the dark net. Fair. Also, they're selling vaccination cards. So you can look like you've gotten vaccinated for $500-$600. If you really don't want to take the test, you can have the code that shows up on the joint. So I don't know how advanced this app is going to be, if they can tell that this is one that's been stolen or whatever it is. But I'm saying you might fuck around and still be in a venue or somewhere with people who actively aren't vaccinated.
But that's going to happen. I mean,
it's going to happen.
It's life. Like, just because there's something doesn't mean there's going to be something else. Like, yes, but do you want to be the person that gets caught and you go to China?
Oh, shit. Oh,
dang. We lost him in the middle of the joint.
I'm assuming his thing died. But so my issue with it is, like, yes, I do believe, I mean, it's a personal choice. I intend to eventually get vaccinated. I don't see the point of a vaccination app or card, whatever the case may be, since there's no national database for you to verify whether or not this thing is real. So it's kind of stupid for each individual state. It's the same as our driver's license. Like, you notice how you can get a ticket in a different state and it could be 10 years old, but you could get a new license in a different state and they would never know. Why? Because there's no actual national database for this. So it's stupid. Like, you're creating up all these.
Suspended in New York. Like, it's weird. It's a dumb law. Like you said, like, if my license is suspended in New York, it really should be suspended in every state. But it's like, but every state got their own laws. But there's always going to be a fake. Like, there's always been fake IDs. And it's who had the best fake ID. Like, I know this dude. He do the reflectors with this, and he goes through the what's it called test, and you good. That shit's 200. But I got another nigga who's just the picture shit $50. And it's like, yeah, we both got into the club tonight, but we go to the club tomorrow, and they catch you. It's like, before my shit got cut off, do I want to be the nigga to go to China and I'm on a flight for 24 hours and I get there and they're like, yo, this is a wrong vaccine. This is a fake. Actually, it's fake, but we're going to take you to jail now.
Yeah.
And now we're not going back to America. It ain't even about like, yo, you got a fake, let's send you back home. It's like, nah, you're trying to really violate our whole nation. And niggas just died, been dying because of this shit.
Yep.
And you faked it.
Yep.
And it's a law. Before it's a law, it's like, okay, do whatever you want. But once it's a law and you're putting other people's lives in danger, even if we believe it or not, it doesn't matter what we believe at that point in time. They can say somebody died and they didn't die, but just because you faked it, you'll get the blame. And I don't want to be that nigga.
I also don't want it to be my luck, used to my luck is fucking amazing. That's my thing.
To penalize, you said?
No, marginalize. So, like, there's people who don't have access to the vaccine, don't have access to the current information and news on what type of vaccine, the different types, side effects. There's people who don't have that access who are being shut out of the process when it comes to getting the vaccine. So what happens to them? Nobody's going out their way to help them. That's the part that I think it was in New York, actually, where when the vaccine first hit the market, you know, how it was only supposed to be for like health workers and other stuff. But the wealthy whites got a hold of codes and were going around the set like requirements, and we're still getting vaccinated before everybody else. Or even looking at how white neighborhoods are being vaccinated at like triple the rate as poor black neighborhoods, like things like that. That's the part that pisses me off about it. I don't, whether you get vaccinated or not is your personal choice, but like at least make that an equal opportunity across all boards. That's my problem with it.
Hey, Ra. Shay's Hotep card, just her Hotep code just turned on, and I liked it. I seen the eyes turn red. I seen the koofy appear out of nowhere. It got real for a second.
One thing about me, I'm gonna always find a way to stand for the black community and black culture. Like, don't, that's not something to ever try and test me on, because I will go toe to toe on that shit.
Because what this is really gonna do is like systematically like rearrange us again. From yes, the black people are at the bottom, but it's gonna be like, oh, you're black with no vaccine, bottom.
Literally.
Then there's white with no vaccine, or this with no vaccine. Then it's gonna be like, oh, you got the vaccine, but you're black, you're still at the bottom. So it's just like, it's like another way to set us back in a way. But at the same time, like, I just I'm not doing it for nobody else besides my health and my family. So like, literally, I'm not doing it just so I can go on a plane. Like, yes, I want to travel the world and I want to be able to live my life, but I want to be able to see like my mom. Like,
exactly.
And my mom be texting me like, yo, before you go out the country, you got it. And I'm just like, I really don't care for it, but if it'll make you happier, then cool. Like, I'm not mad about it, just because I also know what it can do to somebody. Also, it's taking lives and people that I know and people that I'm around. So I'm not the person who could be like, yo, it's not there, it's not true. But I'm also a person that's going to think really like in a way that other people aren't, just because I'm in a different type of situation.
My brother was very big, it's not real, COVID isn't real, until his bitch ass got it. So he was down bad and he was like, oh shit, the pressure behind my eyes feels like my eye is about to burst. That's when he realized COVID was real.
Mm-hmm. Facts. I mean, I've never had it.
I've never had it either.
Thought I'd have it. I don't think I'll ever get it. But I push that in my mind, and I feel like it's mind over matter when it comes to a lot of shit, especially with me. Can't speak for everybody else, but I go into every situation saying, I know I'm not going to get it. I'll go here and go there and do everything I want. And of course, people hit me like, yo, how you there and you this and you did. And I was like, yo, bro, I'm going to live my life the way I'm going to live it. Just like these people who are going to get the vaccine, or if you are, you are. If you aren't, you aren't. But they're going to live their life. So just remember, if your number one priority is safety and you don't feel like this vaccine is going to save you and you're trying to preach all this, you're going to be around people without the vaccine, and maybe you get it and maybe you don't. It's just a luck of the draw. But you don't be upset if you can't do X, Y, and Z, because you know what they're
exactly
gonna do. They've been doing it to us since day one as black people. So now they really can put everybody in a chokehold. It's really more, like I said, it's systematic shit, because everybody didn't want to fuck with black people forever, which they still don't. Mm-hmm. But now there's certain races that fuck with black people because they get treated just like us. So now it's just putting us all back into another pot. It's like, yeah, black people were slaves. Let's put them all in together. You fuck with them now? You fuck with them now? I look at you the same way? Pull up. Come not take this vaccine so we can put you at the bottom all over again.
Hey, I'll say this in closing, man. I think to set it up, one, so early, right? To set this up where you're setting something up like I think they're calling it like a passport, right?
Yes,
like
it's called a passport.
If you're setting it up to where you're using this as means to kind of gain admittance to certain things, or to have certain rights that other people who aren't getting vaccinated aren't. We're stepping back as a country. Now, again, do I think that people need to be safe? Yes. Do I think that people need to start paying attention to the well-being and the well-being of your fellow man? Absolutely. And I think vaccination is one of the things that help that. But until we know all of the things that goes on with this vaccine, I think it's very, very tricky. So
it's scary.
It's scary. But Che, what's next?
I'm setting up the next one. Can we talk about, I don't know who on Guess's team thought shit was sweet, but they are clearly out their rabid ass mind for the shit that they just tried to pull. Like, I'm actually genuinely irritated at this shit. Why did Guess think that
know,
it was...
I don't know why you're genuinely irritated.
No, I'm genuinely irritated because, remember, I have a fashion design background. So,
but so then you should be irritated.
You already know
it's life. It ain't gonna stop.
I know.
It's just a brand that you like. It's a brand that just popped into your head now.
It's a black brand.
That it's trash.
It's a black brand. That's why I'm mad. Although it happens every day. Yes,
they've been violating. They've been violating black. They've been doing it for years, and it's like it's never. They've been violating us for the beginning of time. So this to me isn't like a. I'm not surprised. It doesn't like send me backwards like, oh my God, how did this happen to us again? We're hot. And since we're hot, niggas are gonna make the same shit and try to be hot.
I wish we had Kirby on this episode, my G.
That would have been
talk about how many niggas bit to talk about how many niggas have bit off of him. How many niggas have continued to like tried to recreate the shit that he's done from the shows to the actual clothes that he puts on? Son, it's ridiculous. And not even just Curb. Nigga, our boy Carlton. You know niggas be, son, I've seen so many niggas try to bite off of what this man does to denim that the nigga stopped doing denim.
That's a fact. But I mean, like I said, they're gonna steal it.
That's that niggas are gonna, you know,
they're gonna steal it.
Hate is gonna hate. It's gonna be that.
But if we're doing this, like, of course we're gonna stick up for our black people. If we're gonna do this, then our black people got to stick up for our black brands. Because if Target acts, if whoever was putting this out, who was it? Guess we got to put this bag out. There was gonna be some people buying that bag, and you know what they're gonna say? They're gonna be like, well, I can go to Guess and get the bag. I go on the website and it should have sold out all the time. And that's going to be their rebuttal to you. Like,
of course,
I can go get this bag. But at this, if we want to cut it off, cut it off. But it's going to happen.
Speaking of which, hey, baby, Telfar, remember the Telfar joint today. So you can get whatever bag you want. Remember, tell mommy.
Sounds very
rich. Can get whatever bag you want, right? All right. You can go. All right. Okay. Okay, all right.
Sounds very rich.
I know. All right, babe. All right. So the thing, I think one of the illest things that Telfar does that a lot of other brands don't do, once every like 6 months or so, and I think it's been about 6 months since the last time he's done it, once every 6 months he does this like, yo, today and today only, everybody and anybody could purchase a bag. Like literally,
oh, yeah, he does.
Whatever bag you want, Everybody does. He's like, it's limited to two per person. Everybody could buy whatever colorway, whatever size you want. It won't come to you in a day, like you know, mm-hmm. when I do my drops. It'll come to you maybe like in that week or whatever. It'll come to you in a month or two once everything slows down. But you can get whatever colorway and whatever bag you want. I think that shit is so ill, my nigga. That shit is crazy. But the thing is, even with Guess doing this joint, the reason why Guess had to recall a shit is because for once, the black people came out in droves.
Yep.
Did y'all see the internet?
Oh, it was.
I've never I've never seen a tweeter tweeting like that. Niggas was coming at Guess's head like Guess ain't been here for years.
Now, mind you, Guess has been copying like Prada and everybody else for years. But what you not going to do is come for our black brand. Everybody does. Sure. But you fucked up when you tried to come after the black brand. You could copy off the white joints over there. Do what you need to do. Leave our shit alone. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
They won't ever.
Oh, they won't, but...
They won't.
And they won't ever. They won't ever because... And I hate to say it, but we can't stick to one script.
And when we can't stick this. To one
script... We're getting better, though.
Everything has
In this particular case, we did the right thing.
I'm about to say, we're getting better. You could see that black people are starting to come together when you look at this Guess situation. But the one thing that I'll say is this. The problem that isn't necessarily you taking our ideas and all of that stuff. The real issue is ownership. Nigga,
we just want the credit where it's due.
Give us our credit. Give us our bread. Let us, you know, you can be inspired by what we do.
Cool.
Give us our bread.
Can I take you guys to fashion school? Just a quick little backstory.
Please, take us.
Nigga said, nah.
You're rude. You're rude.
I want to go.
Okay, so... there is one brand, still controversial, they still fuck up very often, but there is one brand who is actually known for, instead of copying other designers, they will actually find the original artist for whatever the piece is and let them create a whole collection based off it. So in my time working for Gucci, this was the last job I ever had, Alessandro Michele is known for... think the classic Gucci shirt. You know, the one with the wings, the like red and orange little bar underneath it, and it says Gucci. He originally came across that design in a random Canal Street Chinatown shop, like bootleg ass shop. And he thought it was so funny that he put it into production. Same thing happened with Gucci Ghosts. There was an artist going around, a graffiti artist, spray painting Gucci Ghosts everywhere,
Gucci
right?
Ghost. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know Gucci Ghosts, yeah.
Fact. And he literally went and found the guy. And instead of suing him for copyright infringement and all that other stuff, trademark infringement, all that, he literally let Gucci Ghost create his own collection that spanned clothing, jewelry, bags, shoes, everything. Same thing with Dapper Dan. He not saying he righted the wrong, but originally Dapper Dan was, I think, almost sued by Gucci for back in the 80s and 90s when he was recreating those pieces.
Not almost. He definitely was.
So when Alessandro came about, he actually doubled back, and I was a part of the team when they dropped this collection, doubled back and gave Dapper Dan a whole collection of him just creating pieces through what?
He ain't really doubled back. Niggas fought for that. Like, it wasn't like a, yo, Dap, I know what's going on.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, in these cases where instead of going after the artists and suing them because they're taking your trademark or whatever the case may be out of context, giving them the platform to just create through you, make it a collaboration. Everybody gets to eat. Everybody gets paid. And there's no like, bad blood about it. Instead of what fucking Guess did, Guess could have just as easily been like, yo, let's do a mashup. That's my point.
Yeah, could have, but they
but chose not to.
Niggas is
how much is it? How much is the tell fare back?
Like 125, 150.
A tell fare?
No, I'm asking. First of all,
no, I'm being serious. Like
that.
I'm saying
y'all hopped out like I'm the white man.
We were saying it like it's not an expensive bag. We're saying it's not an expensive bag.
I'm just trying to say how much was Target bag supposed to be. I mean, Guess.
The Guess joint?
I'll look it up. Give
they
me
probably
second.
Honestly, they would probably go for a price point of maybe like $50 to $100.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Let me see if I can find the price, cuz that's going to bother me.
That's fine, but let's finish this up.
Oh, yep.
Yes, sir.
It's good shit. It's your time. It's your time.
It's my time. Oh, this is it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've done this, guys. I've missed you guys. Hey, give me the spotlight, Jay. Give me the spotlight.
You want the summer jam screen? You want the summer jam screen?
Clear it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I miss you so much. Feels good to be back home. As you guys know, we don't like to end these episodes without doing a little something, coming into the Mac Wilds corner and doing this little segment called Good Shit, Black Man, and Goddamn, Black Man. So this week on Good Shit, Black Man, I want to salute one specific black man, a young specific black man. He comes from good lineage. I think I can start with that. He comes from really good lineage. We're talking about Masterpiece son, Hersey Miller. For anybody who doesn't know,
Hersey.
Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know about young Hersey, he is a. He's a three star recruit. He's coming out of Minnehaha Academy, which is one of the funniest names of a school. And he decided to go to Tennessee State for basketball because he wants to put the spotlight on HBCUs when it comes to sports. Now, for anybody who's been like under a rock or whatever, a lot of times our HBCUs aren't widely known for our sports. We are usually like the last to get a lot of the kids who go there aren't the ones necessarily always chosen to go further. You know, they're not treated the same way that D1 schools are. I don't even think D2 schools are.
Some HBCUs are D1, but they're treated
less than.
You get the last of the pickings. You really don't get pickings because it's really not scholarships. I mean, they got to find the money, which ends up becoming a scholarship, but it's not a scholarship program. It's the right thing to say, but it's not that our kids don't want to go to these schools, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't benefit them to go to the schools.
It's not as intriguing, you know. From the way that the schools treat you to the things that you're able to get from being at these schools, or
it's monetarily. It's a training.
Yeah, that is
like your training facilities. Like my college, our training shit for the students was retarded. Like I can only imagine what they have at HBCUs, which is trash. But it's like if I'm a big time athlete and there's a school with more money that's going to better my athletic career and sometimes educational too, I would have to pick that. Like if I need a proper strength coach in this, then I would have to do that. And if I want to be seen on national television, it don't happen at HBCUs. So the fact that we're kind of changing what's going on in a way, I love it and I can't wait for it. And I hope like BET steps in, and I've been saying for years.
We've had that conversation times.
I've been saying this shit, and they just need to design a program. I'll fucking help. Somebody's at BET, they want me to help, like whatever. Design a program where it's like you have a network. Like, why don't you have a BET sports network that just plays all HBU sports all day? Like, there's enough schools and there's enough sports that we could do it.
Yep.
So I don't get why we don't. And so many people will put money behind that in the black community.
But yep.
Then again, I'm just me.
I'll say this, man. For Hersey and, you know, for things like as we're seeing, like with Hersey, I think they said, what was the other young cat who said he was going to probably go to an HBCU? Mikey, right?
But the first big recruit went to Howard this year. He's a five-star recruit. It was somebody's younger brother, I believe. But he decided to go to Howard first. And he's the first five-star recruit ever in history.
For these type of kids to start to put the spotlight on these HBCUs, shoot, for Deion Sanders to even come in and take over coaching at Jackson State, you know, these type of things spotlighting these schools that help us as young black men and women grow to be the best versions of us, the places that we can be, you know, that want to harness everything that we are without taking anything from who we are. And no disrespect to any other schools. I'm just saying that's what HBCUs are for. It's for the cultivation of us, for us, by us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think I think the shit is ill, man. I think I applaud Master P for raising his sons the right way. I applaud Hersey for wanting to put more spotlight on the schools made for us. Man, I can't wait to see what you do, bruh. You know, it's gonna be an amazing journey, and I hope that you're ready for all of the bumps along the road as well, man. So good shit, Black yep. man. Now, I feel like we've done this. I feel like we've had him.
He's a repeat offender.
Goddamn Black man. He is a habitual line stepper. That's what the fuck he is. He's a habitual line stepper. Mr. Bootsy Badass, I need you to bring your ass here, boy. Apparently, if anybody hasn't seen, Bootsy Badass a couple of days ago was shown on his Instagram. I think it was on his Instagram, I believe. He was shown on his Instagram slapping what one would say the dog shit out of a man. For about, at first, nobody knew the reason why. It looked like something for a music video, but it's just something somebody was catching on videotape. They had multiple angles of it. I watched all of them because I'm that type of nigga. I like to see that ignorant shit.
Me too.
My man slapped dog shit out of a poor man. But apparently, it was for a music video that he's working on with DaBaby for a future song that they have coming out. And it is, I think they said he paid the man $500. Now, I've worked on sets before, of course, you know, and I know that stuntmen don't get paid a lot of money, but I know stuntmen do get paid bread. And you're not just going to be completely slapping a stuntman. You know, they show you the way to make it look like you hit him, depending on where the camera is, you know, so that everything looks a certain way.
Listen,
this man, Boosie, slapped dog shit out of this man. And the problem that I can't even speak for the lots of people. The problem that I have is that this man looks like he was on hard times. This man looks like he was homeless. This man looks like he could have been whatever.
He was a crackhead.
200. And you paid this crackhead, or I don't know what the man's situation is, but you paid this man $500 to slap shit out of him just because you knew you could. It's corny. It's whack. That's not real nigga shit, bro. I could completely understand if this was a real situation, if a nigga was talking crazy and you had to do what you had to do, that's cool. That's fine. You paid a man to make it look like you actually put in pain. Now, I understand who you are, Boosie Badass. We all understand who the lineage that you come from. We understand the name, why you have the name. Trust me, it doesn't go past us. But for you to pay this man $500 and for him to take it because he's down on his luck, and you knew he was going to take it. That's the fucked up part. You knew he would take it. $500 just to slap the shit out of him for
So what was a good price? What would you be like, you know
what's
what?
What's a good price?
You know what? He did a good gesture.
Nigga, I would pay an actual fucking stuntman. You're like, nigga, get a homeless man $500 and send him about his way. You don't have to slap the shit out of him. Like, or if you're even going to use that homeless man, have a stunt coordinator there to make it so you can do it the right way. However you got to do it for camera. You just wanted to do it so you could actually slap shit out of him.
Absolutely right. You're not lying about that. But he has to, if we're going to violate Boosie, I don't care what y'all say. Lil Nas X is joining him in this room.
Oh my god! Listen!
I'll take it. We could throw him in here as well. Listen, Lil Nas X.
I'm against it.
I will say this. I'll say this. as a young black man, I think there's certain things. There's certain things that we're taught. There's certain things that we learn are cool. Certain things that we learn are not cool. Certain things that, of course, are taboo. And you know what? You trying to ride that line of taboo? Cool, my nigga. You know it is what it is. But on the real, there is a such thing as too far. And you and Bootsy displayed that this week. Like, you guys displayed too far. Now, again, what you believe in is what you believe in. How you feel about certain things is how you feel about certain things. But I do think that at a certain time in your life, and this goes for both of you, at a certain time in your life, there's going to come a time where you have to sit back and look at what you've done. Look at the way that you moved about certain things and see if that is the man that you really want to be. And if it is, then I can't say nothing to you, man. You know, more power to you. But if it isn't, you have to deal with the ramifications of your actions one way or another. So to you two, Boosie, Nas X, I say, goddamn, black man. I want better for y'all. I want so much better for y'all. Yeah. And that's our episode, ladies and gentlemen. That is our episode. It's a little long today, but listen.
Yeah, we went way over.
We missed y'all. I missed y'all.
So what?
But,
don't complain.
Don't complain.
We did it. We here.
You guys understand that we here and we appreciate y'all. Make sure that you guys go like, rate, subscribe. Leave a comment if you are on one of the Apple podcasts or Spotify podcasts. Also, if you're on Apple, give us 5 stars. We like 5 stars. You know, we're childish. We need the validation.
Please.
Also, thank you for coming into our house for another day and not leaving any money on the counter. You know, you guys are coming in our spot and just eating everything. I got my fresh pressed juices in there. Y'all niggas is going through
That's
my orange juice.
I keep my shit in the other fridge. You bugging?
Yep,
it's crazy.
I got a mini fridge in the
wrong fridge.
I gotta get my own little fridge now. This is crazy. So if you guys want to help out, please put some snaps on the petrol. Go subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod.
We got new episodes.
And make sure that you guys join in the conversation. We got everything on it. New episodes, mad new content. You know, we got some lit stuff and the merch is coming. Trust me. The merch is coming. Also, join in the conversation, Guys Next Door Pod on all social media platforms. And that has been this week, y'all. We love y'all. We'll see y'all on Monday.
Peace.
Adios.
Peace. Guys Next Door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.